the different languages and accents that you heard here when you, in, you know, several years ago. I guess Irish for one, eh?
Irish mostly, I guess. Well, there's Irish
and French. But this antique, I suppose.
What?
There was a, down in Tarbert, a place down here, there's, they got a, the most peculiar twang you ever heard. And there was an old couple down there, they had one son, and of course, the only boy they had. Now, this is the story, it's one evening, they wouldn't let him out of their sight, see? So, they sent him for the cows, he was about 16 or 17, and he never returned. And they were awful uneasy, and about 2 years afterwards, the old man went to the post office and he come home. And he said to her, now this is the way they talk. Ah, well, he said, Mary, I had a letter from Neely. Oh, in the name of God, and where is he? He's down in Barbados. Well, you take a lunch and go right after him.
Just around the corner.
Did
you
ever find him?
I don't know. He had to say something for the cow. The barmaid was just out in the pasture somewhere.
Around the corner.
And I would tell you this fella, well, if you ever hear, I would tell you the one about the young fellas, the fella deaf, was I? Was I told you that.
No.
But the fellow in church, they were deaf.
No.
Now this is true. He fell up here.
Well,
and he was terribly deaf.
These are no stories. These are really the truth.
This is true.
You know?
This fella, he played the violin too. He was an awful nice fella and an awful, just a fine fella. But he was terrible deaf. And one Sunday, up in the Baptist church, there was these four young fellas, or five young fellas. They made up before they went into church. That when the minister would be preaching, they'd get two on each side of them, you know. And when the minister's preaching, they go like this. Well, of course, he'd think they were clapping their hands.
Because
so sure enough, they went like this. And poor Peter went. What kids were thinking.
Poor Peter.
What a trick to do playing, poor fellas.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Gaelic, is that... That's
yes,
the,
it's coming back again. To
that's
yes,
the old
that
Irish, is that...
Scotch.
Is that Scottish?
Scotch,
yes.
Gaelic. And then the French down, you know, from down at Shaddy Camp. That's
it's
all
it's Marguerite down.
Yeah, yes, they are.
It's French.
Right down.
Clean Shaddy Camp.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And... We've noticed the Cape Breton, the way they say care, like, you know,
oh.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
We say car,
car. Yeah.
And
car.
We hear it said care.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to guide Americans, you know, hunting, and there was a bunch of them. There was three of us guiding, and there was eight of those fellas. And we're eating our dinner up, way up the river, and we're all standing around. And one of these fellas started to laugh. And there said, there it goes again. Well, he wrote, we don't say, what's the? No,
yeah.
The.
Yeah.
And instead of yes, yeah. Mm. Yeah. You know, this is what he was laughing at, you know. Instead of saying yes, yeah.
And this was an American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
See, I just said it again.
Well, I say it too. Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they all say that
yes.
Today, yeah.
Right.
Most of them today.
But
he was making fun of him saying
but,
yeah.
But there was a bunch in, and violin professors, there was a bunch of them in that Sunday. I don't know how many was here. And this fellow asked me if I played by note. I said, no. I said, my notes were like the fellas had the big orchestra, and one fellow put extra notes in all the time. Did you ever hear?
They're playing in the orchestra.
Yeah, playing the orchestra. And this fellow's putting in extra notes. And the orchestra leader went to him. He said, "What are you putting in those extra notes?" He said, "I'm not putting in extra notes. I'm putting what's on the paper." He said, "That's on no paper." "Well, it's on this one," he said. "Well, let us see it." Well, the flies had got on a sheet of music. And
that's what made the extra note.
It made extra, a few extra notes.
Gives me an idea for a piece, eh, Kid?
So if you're making music, don't let the flies on it.
Who knows, maybe they'd be pretty good. Maybe they're good composers.
Could be.